morning. So sleep apnea, or you might know it as obstructive sleep apnea, it happens when somebody's throat is partially or completely blocked while they're asleep. So normally the muscles that control your upper airway relax during sleep, but if they relax too much, the upper airway becomes narrow and then people begin to snore. So if the airways become too narrow, then this can cause breathing difficulties. And sometimes the airways become completely blocked and the person can stop breathing, and it can last for 10 seconds or more. So this is actually an apnea.
Contributing factor towards snoring, but it also may be choking as well, and maybe even that snorting sound as breathing resumes.
Exactly right. Look, a lot of the time the sufferer is totally unaware that it's happening. They'll wake up feeling tired or headachy. They might be going to the toilet a lot during the night, or they might actually wake up choking or gasping for air, or wake themselves up snoring.
Yeah.
So a lot of the time the person that you're sleeping with will notice it during the night more, because they'll hear that, you know, they'll be woken up by snoring, and they'll hear that you'll stop breathing, or there'll be pauses in your sleep, and you'll just be restless. In the morning time, you'll wake up and you'll feel like you just haven't been asleep. You'll feel really tired. You'll be tired during the day. You won't be able to concentrate properly. Irritable, headaches in the morning is a very big thing with this as well, because your oxygen levels will reduce.
Yeah, sometimes when you're sleeping and you have been snoring, you just hear the tail end of the last snore, don't you, as it's waking you up?
You do, that last little snort.
What about genders? Does it affect men more than women, or vice versa?
Look, it does affect men generally more, but, you know, a lot of women too are affected by this. So if you're at all worried, you need to come in. It's really easy to get diagnosed. It's just an in-store, or you can take it home, a screening questionnaire. And then if that questionnaire suggests that you should have further testing, you come in, book an appointment with Mary, one of our staff members, and she will walk you through the rest. It's very, very simple.
Well, as far as treatments are concerned, and are there any complications to this?
Look, there are. Sleep apnea can be bad for your health just generally, due to being deprived from oxygen, being constantly shocked back into breathing. You know, it puts a lot of strain on your body, and it can increase your risk of other life-threatening conditions like high blood pressure, heart attacks, type 2 diabetes, heart failure, stroke, and probably the most commonly, depression. So it's really, really important to get on top of it, get treated for it, and, get back to a normal life.
And what about risk factors like overweight, family history, allergies? That comes into it as well, I guess.
Look, it certainly does, especially if your neck is quite large. If you are overweight and you have got a larger neck, that will increase your chances of this as well. It can affect anybody. Mm. So pretty much, you know, if you're having symptoms, you should come and look into it at the very least.
Yeah, and I guess further treatments would be lifestyle changes. That's one thing. And breathing devices, because I know there's a lot of breathing devices around, Catherine, too, and maybe at last resort, surgery.
Look, there is. Most commonly to treat it is a continuous positive airway pressure machine, which is called a CPAP machine. This actually prevents your upper airway from collapsing while you're sleeping, and then therefore allows a flow of the air through your nose and or your mouth and into your lungs.
I suppose while you are sleeping, you're not going to know, are you? It's one of those that perhaps your partner would be more aware than what you are as the individual.
That's exactly right. You might feel some of the daytime symptoms, and you might, you know, start realising, look, there's something going wrong, but no, unless you've got someone next to you listening of a night, then you won't know. And look, you know, your body senses that you stop breathing. So you've got a control centre in your brain, and that triggers you to wake up just enough to gasp and start breathing again. So, you know, some people do find that they just wake up that little bit and settle themselves back down again. But, you know, these apneas can actually happen over 50 times every hour.
Wow.
Because of you. So, you know, a lot of people out there not getting the sleep that they need.
So if you've got any issues at all, pop into Dixon's Guardian Pharmacy. And not only if you've got any queries there on sleep apnea, our topic this morning, but also you do have a great range of gifts and pharmaceutical lines there in the pharmacy.
We do. We have lots of things, and lots of baby products too. We have a baby nurse. A midwife that comes in Monday and Tuesday, so there's lots happening here at the moment.
Just tell us about your opening hours there at Dixon's Guardian Pharmacy in Goldie Street, Wynyard.
We're open from 8:30 to 6 Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 on Saturday, and 9:30 to 12:30 on Sunday.
We might have another topic for discussion again in 2 weeks from now.
Terrific, thank you.